This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Juan Franco, who's a senior vice president, as well as senior legal counsel for the Alliance Defense Fund, an organization closely involved in the case of the cross in the Mojave Desert, which received a decision handed down from the Supreme Court today, a 5-4 decision saying that a lower court needs to look at this again, but the court, in the majority opinion, leaving no doubt they think the cross should stay on that land. The land, of course, has been a major part of this, and Congress a few years ago actually gave up federal control of that land to private interests so that the cross could stay. And Mr. Infranco is now here to explain exactly what happens from here. And, sir, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be with you, Greg.
How was that summary? Did I pretty much bring us up to date?
I am very impressed. That's one of the best summaries I've heard yet.
So in terms of what the court said, some say this is the court punting when it could have issued a very direct decision today. What's your reaction to all this?
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit of a punt, but as you pointed out, there's very good, strong underlying language. It sends a message that this is not an improper symbol. You know, Justice Kennedy said in the majority decision, the goal of avoiding governmental endorsement does not require eradication of all religious symbols in the public realm. I think the court sent a pretty strong message to the Ninth Circuit that you need to reconsider this and understand that you can't assume the government has bad motives in trying to honor veterans.
In terms of what the lower court's being asked to do, what specifically is the question that now goes back down to a lower level?
The lower court has to reconsider the injunction that it issued, and it has to start with the premise that the government did not have a bad motive in doing this. The government, you know, clearly had the intention of honoring veterans with a memorial that stood since 1934. And, you know, I think part of what the court was considering here, it doesn't come out that sharply, but I think, for many members of the court, this is just plain offensive that one atheist with some kind of an agenda to read religious symbols into a military memorial is able to, you know, thumb his nose at all the veterans in this nation. You know, we represented the American Legion in the state of California, and the American Legion nationwide and the VFW absolutely hated this case. They were so strongly opposed to this and the way that it dishonored veterans throughout the country. So I think the court picked up some of that. And Justice Kennedy, you know, talked about, for example, memorial crosses that you'll find in foreign countries in the graveyards of Normandy.
We're talking with Joe Infranco. He's a senior vice president, senior legal counsel at the Alliance Defense Fund. So what happens now? Is it up to this lower court to remove the plywood and locks and chains that are currently blocking this cross from view?
Yes, the lower court's going to have to issue an order saying that, you know, now that I think they're going to have to acknowledge that the land transfer had some legitimate purpose that was not designed to, and, you know, in the court's view, promote religion. And when that happens, I think there will be a very happy ceremony. My guess is a few veterans will go there with sledgehammers or chainsaws and cut that plywood off, and that'll be a great scene. I think that's going to be the outcome. If the appellate court does not take the hint and they order it taken down again, then I think the Supreme Court will deal with it more directly.
Joe, you mentioned that this is a memorial to veterans. It was erected more than 75 years ago now. If, in fact, they don't see this as a legitimate Establishment Clause violation, which you don't see how that would be possible, what's the reason for the outcry here?
Well, you know, this does dishonor veterans. It is part of an agenda by groups like the ACLU to just sanitize the religious traditions of this country. You know, the groups that are bringing these cases are the same groups that are saying the Pledge of Allegiance should be struck down in schools because it has the words "under God." They've brought suits to remove military chaplains unsuccessfully. But this is a constant, relentless assault by groups like the ACLU. And the ACLU really has become the greatest religious censor in America today. But this case was particularly important. It revealed an aspect of that agenda that is just horrific, and that's what got veterans groups riled up. If you're going to take down crosses that honor veterans, you could literally march into Arlington Cemetery and take down things like the Canadian Cross of Sacrifice. and other memorial crosses that are there. And that's why we started a program with the American Legion to identify military memorials with crosses and protect them from these attacks. If your listeners like, they can go to our website, which is www.tellladf.org. There's a link to the story and a copy of the court's decision. There's also a link to the project with the American Legion to identify and defend these military memorials. I think this is an important step in additional cases that will be coming down the road attacking these types of memorials.
And Joe, in terms of the language, you mentioned that was very strong language written by Justice Kennedy in the majority opinion, saying that preventing the establishment of a government religion does not prevent the use of a religious symbol in the public square necessarily. How much will we see that type of language used to decide other cases? We've got a Supreme Court confirmation process coming up this summer. We'll hear a lot about precedent. How much could a ruling like this influence future decisions about future disputes?
I think while the political makeup of the court remains the same, I think that that's important. Justice Kennedy is viewed as the swing vote currently, and the fact that he feels this way is an important indication of where these cases will go. His decision will be analyzed and scrutinized by both sides. The Supreme Court appointment coming will not change the ideological balance of the court. So while the current ideological balance remains intact, I think that this is an important indication. Justice Kennedy understands that religious traditions are an important part of the history of this nation, and he has recognized that clearly.
Joe, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Greg. It's always a pleasure.
Joe Infranco, Senior Vice President, Senior Legal Counsel at the Alliance Defense Fund. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.